from Jakarta, Indonesia. Here is Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, online streaming voanews.id, and RRI Digital Mobile Application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. From
Hello listener, welcome back with me Rahma. In today's edition, we'll present some segments for you, starting from news, spotlight of the week, and other interesting information, as well as Indonesian songs. Well listener, let's begin with the news, so stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world on the frequency of 3325 and 4755 kHz, website voinews.id, and RRI Digital mobile app. English program of Voice of Indonesia can also be accessed in our mobile application, RRI Digital.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headlines. Presiden Joko Widodo aims for 200,000 barrel per day oil production at Riau's Rokan block. Indonesia is willing to send peacekeeping troops to Gaza. Now the news in detail. Indonesian President Joko Widodo is determined to increase oil production to 200,000 barrels per day in the Rokan block in Riau, which is now fully managed by state-run company Pertamina. He made this announcement in a statement issued by his office in Jakarta on Saturday. The president, along with other high-ranking officials, gathered in Dumai, Riau, to commemorate the inception of Pancasila, Indonesia's state philosophy. He emphasized that the country's achievement in increasing oil production at the block was a significant reason for celebrating Pancasila in the city. Regarding the strategy to achieve 200,000 barrels per day, President Joko Widodo revealed that Pertamina has adopted a new technology. Currently implemented at one well, this technology has significantly multiplied production. Indonesia's President-elect Prabowo Subianto said on Saturday that Indonesia was willing to send peacekeeping troops to enforce a ceasefire in Gaza if required. Speaking at the Shangri-La Dialogue, Asia's premier security conference in Singapore, Prabowo said U.S. President Joe Biden's three-phase proposal for a ceasefire in Gaza was a step in the right direction. When needed and requested by the United Nations, he said Indonesia is prepared to contribute significant peacekeeping forces to maintain and monitor this prospective ceasefire, as well as providing protection and security to all sides. Prabowo will take on the presidency of the world's most populous Muslim nation in October. He said outgoing President Joko Widodo had instructed him to announce that Indonesia was also ready to evacuate, to receive, and to treat with medical care up to 1,000 patients from Gaza. The Indonesian Ministry of Foreign Affairs has assisted 24 Indonesian citizens who had legal problems in Saudi Arabia due to the use of fake Hajj visas or visiting visas. The Ministry's Director of the Protection of Indonesian Citizens and Indonesian Legal Entities, Yuda Nugraha, told Tempo in a brief message on Saturday, June 1st, the Indonesian Consulate General is in the process of helping arrange exit permits for the repatriation of the 22 people to Indonesia. Qatar, Egyptian, and U.S. mediators called on Israel and Hamas Saturday to finalize the truce deal outlined by U.S. President Joe Biden as Israeli forces pounded Rafah in southern Gaza. Fighting has raged in the besieged Gaza Strip after U.S. President Joe Biden said on Friday Israel was offering a new roadmap towards a full ceasefire. Shortly after Biden's announcement, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu insisted his country would pursue the war until it had achieved all its aims. Hamas, meanwhile, said it views positively the Israeli plan laid out by Biden. In a joint statement, Qatar, the United States, and Egypt said that as mediators in the ongoing discussions to secure a ceasefire in Gaza and the release of hostages and detainees, they call on both Hamas and Israel to finalize the agreement embodying the principles outlined by President Joe Biden. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin on Saturday hailed the arrival of a new convergence in the Indo-Pacific as the United States fortifies strategic and security partnerships in the region amid rising threats from China and Russia. Austin said at the Shangri-La Dialogue Security Forum in Singapore that this new convergence is producing a stronger, more resilient, and more capable network of partnerships, and that is defining new era of security in the Indo-Pacific. Under President Joe Biden, the U.S. has bolstered ties with allies and like-minded partners in the Asia-Pacific region to counter a rising China, which, under leader Xi Jinping, has become increasingly assertive and belligerent about its many maritime and territorial claims in the region from Taiwan to the East and South China Sea. India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi looked set to win a third straight landslide election on Saturday at the close of a six-week general election bedeviled by searing heat waves. Result will be formally announced on Tuesday. India have voted in record numbers to the re-elected government. A delegation of the Vietnamese Ministry of National Defense have held bilateral meetings with many officials of other countries and partners while attending the 21st Shangri-La Dialogue in Singapore from May the 31st to June the 2nd. Meeting with Permanent Secretary of Singaporean Ministry of National Defense Chan Heng Ki, Vietnamese Deputy Minister of National Defense Senior Lieutenant General Hoang Xuân Chiến, who is also member of the Party Central Committee and the Central Military Commission, asked the two sides to promote the agreements reached since the two countries' defense policy dialogue in 2023 and step up cooperation in personnel training, search and rescue, and digital transformation in military. That was the end of the news. I'm Anna Trijayakasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. This week's spotlight is on President Joko Widodo and OECD Secretary General discuss Indonesia's accession process. Indonesian President Joko Widodo met the Secretary General of the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, OECD, Matthias Korman, at the Bogor Presidential Palace Tuesday. They discussed, among other things, Indonesia's commitment to becoming a full member of the organization within a period of 3 years. Coordinating Minister for the Economy, Erlangga Hartarto, said the president had formed a team to accelerate Indonesia's accession as a permanent member country of the OECD, chaired by Erlangga Hartarto, accompanied by Minister of Finance Sri Mulyani Indrawati and Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno Marsudi. Indonesia's accession process to become a permanent member of the OECD will also be integrated with medium-term development. Erlangga Hartarto said that Indonesia's membership in the organization could increase investment by up to 0.37% and support an increase in GDP of 0.94%. This will benefit the business world, creating more jobs, including for micro, small, and medium enterprises. According to him, OECD accession has an important role for Indonesia to escape the middle-income trap. In achieving these targets, joint work is needed that involves the aspirations of all stakeholders. Indonesia's membership will also play an important role in encouraging economic transformation to achieve the vision of a Golden Indonesia 2045. This is related to the OECD principles of good governance, transparency, and inclusive growth, which is very much in line with Indonesia's vision to achieve progress and prosperity. By 2045, Indonesia targets to achieve a Golden Indonesia, which includes achieving gross national income per capita of $30,300, a middle-class society consisting of 70% of the population, and a GDP of $9.8 trillion. Meanwhile, Deputy Minister of Finance Suhasil Nazara said the government had begun to prepare an initial memorandum to be submitted to the OECD as part of its accession to full memberships since Indonesia participated as a partner country in 2007. Apart from that, Indonesia also became a co-chair with Japan in starting the OECD program for the Southeast Asia Regional Program in 2014. That was this week's Spotlight. June 2, 1946, when the Italian Institutional Referendum is held, is the first record in today in history of Voice of Indonesia. The Institutional Referendum was a referendum held in Italy on June 2, 1946. Until 1946, Italy was a kingdom led by the House of Savoy. However, the then Italian Prime Minister Benito Mussolini implemented a system of fascism and dragged Italy into World War II together with the Nazis Germany. This referendum was held after Italy's defeat in the war. The majority of voters in this referendum wanted a republican system, so the Italian Republic was founded in 1946. Turning to June 2, 1964, the Palestine Liberation Operation Organization, PLO, is founded. The Palestine Liberation Organization, or PLO, is an organization that was formed with the aim of liberating Palestine. It is recognized as the legitimate representative of the Palestinian people by 100 countries and has been granted observer status by the United Nations since 1974. At its first summit in Cairo in 1964, the Arab League initiated the formation of an organization representing the Palestine people. The Palestinian National Council convened in Jerusalem on May 28, 1964, while the PLO was founded on June 2, 1964. I'll end today in history with June 2, Benno Osnesorg is killed. Benno Osnesorg was a German student who was killed by a police officer on June 2, 1967, during a demonstration in Berlin against the visit of the Shah of Iran, Mohammad Reza Pahlavi, to Germany. His death united radical left-wing students, and the June 2 movement was formed and took the name from the date of Osnesorg's death. A monument commemorating Osnesorg's death was erected in Berlin, and in his hometown of Hanover, a bridge over the River Ihme was named in his honor. That was today in history.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Listener, in this week's listener's mailbag, we would like to thank our dear listeners wherever you are who have sent their letters or emails containing reception reports on our broadcast. Now let's start answering their letters or emails. First, I would like to reply to an email from John Zahari Alvarez in the Philippines. He was listening to our station in English language on 3325 kHz earlier at 1 to 2 p.m. GMT. The programs are the news, music, and information. The signal was fair signal strength, slightly adjacent interference, and slightly propagation. Hello, sir. Thank you for sending recording audio of our broadcast. My colleague will reply to your email and send QSL card. Please be patient for it. While waiting for the QSL card, why don't you enjoy this next song special for you? Enjoy the song.
I am the bass, low is the face. Come from the ground, fill up the space. Yeah, I am the bass, embrace the pace. No need a crown, 'cause I am the bass. You and I are so alike. We move and we groove, we are silent proof. You and I will feel alive. Yeah, strike to the bone when we hit the tone. Like this. Yeah, I am the bass. Low is the face. Goes from the down. Drive like an ace. Yeah, I am the bass. God give me grace. Can you feel the sound? I am the bass. Come from the ground, fill up the space. I am the bass. God, give me grace. Can you feel the sound?
We are the bass. Low is the face. Come from the ground, fill up the space.
You are still tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world on the frequency 3325 and 4755 kHz, also through website voinews.id. English program of Voice of Indonesia can also be accessed in our mobile application, RRI Digital. Well, listener, in today's edition, we'll give information on My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
My Indonesia Today is on Minister of Trade targets Trade Expo Indonesia transaction up to $15 billion. Indonesian Trade Minister Zulkifli Hasan launched the 39th Trade Expo Indonesia, or TEI, at the Ministry of Trade Office in Jakarta on Friday, May the 31st. The actual TEI 2024 itself will take place from October the 9th until 12th at the Indonesian Convention Exhibition, BSD City, Tangerang, Banten. Minister Zulkifli Hasan is optimistic that the 39th Trade Expo Indonesia transaction will be able to reach $15 billion. He explained that the target is set by taking advantage of the momentum of national economic recovery. During the 2023 exhibition, the Ministry of Trade managed to record $30.5 billion. This figure far exceeded the predetermined target of $11 billion. The Ministry of Trade is also targeting the number of visitors this year to reach 30,000 people from all over the world with 1,000 exhibitors. Minister Zulkifli hopes Trade Expo Indonesia 2024 can be a momentum to encourage better economic growth. He explained that Trade Expo Indonesia 2024 will also facilitate international seminars regarding global trade policy.
Trade Expo Indonesia juga memfasilitasi nanti kesempatan business matching.
Trade Expo Indonesia will also facilitate business matching opportunities, business counseling, international seminars related to various trade policy information and global market trends. Meanwhile, Director of National Export Development Didi Sumedi revealed the 2024 Trade Expo Indonesia is themed Build Strong Connection with the Best of Indonesia. The event is packaged in three zones, which will display various Indonesian products, namely the food and beverage product, agriculture manufacture products, and home equipment, as well as fashion and services. Didi Sumedi hopes that Trade Expo Indonesia 2024 can be an event to strengthen Indonesia's position in the global economy. It is also a means to strengthen cooperation with partner countries, as well as being a quick step to Indonesian business actors in penetrating the export market. The Ministry of Trade is inviting business actors from friendly countries to participate in the exhibition. Quoting Antara's report on Wednesday, May the 29th, Deputy Minister of Trade Jerry Sambuaga invited business actors from China to participate in the 39th Trade Expo Indonesia. According to him, the country has become Indonesia's largest trading partner globally. China is also Indonesia's main export destination and is Indonesia's largest supplier. That was my Indonesia Today.
Voice of Indonesia.
Now we will reply to a letter from Bill Harms in the USA. He was listening to our broadcast on March 2024 through frequency 7780 kHz with SINPO 4444. In his letter, he said that VOI signal is strong. Hello, sir. Thank you very much for your reception report. As appreciation, my colleague will send you a QSL card to your address. So keep listening to Voice of Indonesia. And now let's enjoy this next song.
It's getting heavier and louder than bones.
See you with purple raincoat, traffic lights down a crossroads.
Turning as you hit the notes. Come on, move closer. Where did you come from? Let me know your name.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and
24/7 55kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you. Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Thank you for still tuning in to the English program of Voice of Indonesia on the frequency 3325 and 4755 kHz, website voanews.id and RRI Digital mobile app. For the next segment, we'll present Indonesian Wonder, which tells about Indonesian tourism and local wisdom.
Indonesian Wonder today is featuring Anora Beach in Karimun Jawa, Central Jawa. Anora Beach is located at the northern tip of Karimun Jawa Island, precisely in Cikmas Hamlet, Karimun Jawa District, Jepara Regency, Central Jawa. From the port of Karimun Jawa, the distance to be covered is around 7 kilometers. Meanwhile, to go to Karimun Jawa, you have to go to Jepara first, then take a ferry to Karimun Jawa Island. If you depart from Semarang, which is the capital of the Central Jawa province, you can take a boat from Tanjung Mas Port to Karimun Jawa or take an airplane from Ahmad Yani Airport Semarang to the mini airport in Karimun Jawa. Anora Beach is located in a quiet remote location. The road is also narrow, only big enough for one car, and there is no public transportation. Therefore, visitors must use or rent private vehicles. Even though it is rather remotely located, Anora Beach is no less beautiful than other beaches in Karimun Jawa. The clear water makes it possible to see various marine biota in the sea. The clean and fine white sand is also a special attraction. Because the place is pretty quiet, visitors can relax on the beach while enjoying the cool sea breeze. At this beach, you can also swim, snorkel, or just play in the water and sand on the beach. If you want to spend the night enjoying a campfire, you can also set up a tent on the beach. Apart from the beautiful beach, you can also visit Anora Hill, which is located on the edge of the beach. From the top of Anora Hill, you can enjoy expansive views of the beach as well as beautiful sunrises and sunsets. So don't miss the opportunity to visit Anora Beach, which has exotic charm. Here you can explore its natural beauty, enjoy the calm atmosphere, and capture beautiful views, which can make your holiday more memorable. Well, that was Indonesian Wonder today. See you tomorrow with another topic.
More from Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Before we end our segment, listener's mailbag, I will reply to a letter from Sami Mossad in Egypt. Hello, sir. Thank you for your email in our broadcast. For your complaint, we're really sorry for that. I will ask our management to answer as soon as possible. As an apology, I will play a beautiful song especially for you. Here is the song. just listened to the third song presented by Voice of Indonesia. For the next segment, we'll present to you Miscellany.
Miscellany today is on flying taxis in the new capital Nusantara. Indonesia's new capital Nusantara is designed to be a sophisticated and sustainable city. Flying taxis or sky taxis will be one of the technologies that will be present in the new capital city. According to Deputy for Green and Digital Transformation of the new capital Nusantara Authority, Muhammad Ali Berawi, a trial of flying taxis will be carried out by the South Korean giant company Hyundai in July 2024. Previously, the provision of public transportation in the form of flying taxis had been tested at Budiarto Airport in Curug, Tangerang. Flying taxis use battery technology and are capable of flying up to a distance of 100 kilometers. Therefore, if people want to fly from the city of Balikpapan, East Kalimantan to Palu, Central Sulawesi, they can travel directly without transit. Ali Berawi explained that the flying taxi that was tested at Budiarto Airport yesterday was the Ehang Bread, a product from China with a capacity of 2 passengers. Meanwhile, the Hyundai Brian flying taxi from South Korea, which will soon be tested in Samarinda in July, has a larger capacity, up to 5 people. Another flying taxi brand that will enter Nusantara, apart from Ehang and Hyundai, is Boeing Whisk from the United States. Ali Berawi explained that Indonesia had created a technical team consisting of Hyundai and PT Dirgantara Indonesia. This was done in the context of developing flying taxis in the future. That was Miscellany today.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Terjatuh di pelukmu.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, today's music corner presents a song by Maudie Ayunda. Ayunda Faza Maudia, known as Maudie Ayunda, is an Indonesian actress, model, writer, and singer. Recently, Maudie decided to revive her music to convey her personal life story through her own song entitled Cahaya or Light. In the song, Maudie explores the beauty of love and its complexity. She likens love to a light that illuminates as a source of hope and warmth, while its absence becomes fear and emptiness. The song Cahaya represents the figure of Maudie Ayunda's husband, Jesse Choi, who inspired her in making this latest single. Written by Maudie Ayunda herself, it is also a gift for their wedding anniversary. Well, listener, this is Maudie Ayunda with Cahaya. Check this one out.
Di matamu aku bebas, bersamamu ku bernafas, di hadirmu aku tenang, segalanya penderang, sunyi hariku.
Voice of Indonesia.
Seperti kemarau panjang, hentikan hujan, diriku dan jiwaku kekeringannya. Kau datang tuk taruh sedikit dari dalam kehidupan, buat ku bangkit dari terpurukan. Senjani dan Suryani, salam semestaku di sini. Berharap menanti kapan kau kan kembali, mataku terpejam. Menjadi diri tak karuan, la la
jeda zona waktu. Apa pesanku mengganggu malammu jadi siangku? Dan aku bukan si angku yang mau menang sendiri, tapi juga tak mau kalah berdua. Ingin sesekali menghampiri hanya untuk sekedar bersua, yeah. Apa angin sampaikan salam, surat-surat lisan yang ku ucap semalam. Setiap hari mencari, ku coba berlari, sementara waktu tetap berjalan. Mengejarmu dari masa lalu, bawa masa depan di tanganku. Tumbuhkan harapan dalam anganku, hayalan tinggi jangan terjatuh.
Sejati dan sejati, sang semesta ku di sini berharap menang.
Tentangmu, jangan gelisah menjahit kisah. Bila kau jadi jarum, aku jadi benangmu. Apa yang ada di benakmu, ceritakan dengan tenang di pinggir kolam renang. Jangan beri pelampung ke matahari yang tenggelam. Bila senja datang gelap menyerang, itu waktu yang sempurna untuk terus terang. Aku nyaman denganmu, tak ingin hanya bertamu. Bila ku hidup 100 tahun, ku ingin turut serta mulia. Doaku di tiap tiup lilin, dekatkan ku dengan orang yang kupilih, lalu naik ke tingkat selanjutnya dengan bangga. Tak ada lift eskalator, tapi rumah bertangga. Nona jangan takut, Nona jangan ragu. Ku hanya pujangga, tapi aku sanggup. Nona jangan takut, Nona jangan ragu. Suryani, Senjani, kau berada di tangan pemberani. Lace. Sedihmu, senangmu, gaduhmu, tenangmu, bagi itu denganku. Sedihmu, senangmu, gaduhmu. Yeah. Sedihmu, senangmu, gaduhmu, tenangmu, bagi itu denganku. Tenangmu, cemasmu, biarkan ku menjadi emasmu. Shine, shine. Suryani, Senjani, kau berada di tangan pemberani. Shine.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Garis hidup ini
you so much for listening to our English program of Voice of Indonesia through shortwave frequency 3325 and 4755 kHz, website voinews.id, and RRI Digital mobile app. Please give your suggestion and criticism through our email voilisteners@gmail.com, voilisteners@gmail.com. Or send a direct message, mention us on social media, Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, or Instagram at VOI_official. So I'm Rahma signing out. Bye for now.